There was a large mirror surrounded with light bulbs, and on the dressing table below it, a framed photo of Max with a German Shepherd. In contrast to the natural solemnity of the dog, Max's smile was eager and silly. Black and white publicity shots covered the far wall, but in these his smile seemed less genuine. Max getting his star on the Walk of Fame, Max with some underprivileged kids, Max hamming it up with Leonard Nimoy. Adam stocked the mini-fridge, and then, for a long time, he just stood there, lingering. Faintly, he heard the final round theme song begin, which meant that he had at least 30 seconds to take advantage of the blazing mirror. After a medley of bad impressions, Connery, Bronson, Shatner, he did an abridged version of Dirk Diggler's concluding monologue from Boogie Nights, but when he got to the grand finale, he decided it would be tacky in these circumstances to pull out his dick. But he did it anyway. The door started to open. Adam zipped up and then turned quickly, shamefully, to find a woman holding a blow dryer and makeup kit. "Who are you?" she asked. "I'm Adam, the new PA." She started to nod but hesitated. "Max was out of diet, right?" "Oh," she said brightly, and this seemed to resolve everything. Adam forced a smile and left the room. At 4 o'clock, when the final game wrapped, Adam collected all the game scripts and shredded them for security purposes. The evening mail drop came, and he spent a few minutes sorting Max's fan letters. A love-struck woman in Kalamazoo had decorated her envelope with hearts and question marks. When the last of the senior producers left, he waited 5 minutes to give the impression that he was busy and working late, and then he turned off his computer and exited through a back door. The rain had stopped. A shuttle made the rounds, taking people to the parking structure at the far end of the lot, but Adam preferred the long walk through the giant sound stages. He liked spying on the sets of future blockbusters. Now and then he saw a movie star, but he always got more excited when he identified a character actor. He was proud of this ability, thinking it showed a deeper commitment to the culture. Adam's car was parked at the top of the structure, which gave him a panoramic view of the city. On most days, downtown was obscured by smog and haze, but now, after the rain, he could see the glass towers rising like columns of fire in the evening light. There was even a rainbow connecting Baldwin Hills to the south and the 10 freeway to the north. It arched over the studio buildings, and Adam felt blessed as he noticed something both beautiful and preposterous, the kind of thing that was only possible in Los Angeles. Beneath the rainbow, in the immediate foreground, there was a white windowless warehouse 3 stories high with 2 giant words painted on the side, "Scenic Backdrops."